Says, what do you call the salt or sugar cured meat you might boil with greens?
That's just the salt of pork.
What if you had no lean to it at all?
Well, that's called fat back.
And what if it had a good bit of lean to it?
That's a streak of lean. Streak of lean, streak of fat.
I'm learning a lot about these meats. All right. Now, when you cut the side of a hog, what do you call it?
That's side meat.
The kind of meat that you buy sliced thin to eat with eggs.
That's bacon. You call that bacon.
What's the outside of the bacon called?
The rind.
The kind of meat you buy and then slice thin to eat it with eggs.
That's bacon too.
All right, now, the kind of meat that comes in little links on a chain.
That's sausage.
Now, who kills and sells the meat?
Well,
mostly I'd say they sell it today.
Uh-huh. Packing houses kill and then they sell it to the grocery stores.
Now, what do we call this man that might sell the meat?
The butcher.
That or might cut the meat. Mm-hmm. All right, if the meat has been kept too long, you might say the meat had done what?
Spoiled.
After you butcher a hog, what do you make with the meat from its head?
Oh.
Have you ever made anything out of hog's head?
Yeah, they make a sort of a congealed meat, but I've forgotten what they call it. It's sauce meat.
All right. Now, what would you call the dish prepared by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
Oh, that would make a hash, a liver hash, I guess.
Did you ever make anything out of hog blood?
Oh, no.
I don't think I want to. Do you? Did you ever take the juice off the head cheese, which some people call whatever you make from the meat of the hog's head. Mm-hmm. Some might call it head cheese. All right. Did you ever take the juice off the head cheese or the liver sausage and stir it up with cornmeal? maybe some hog meat and cook it. Then later, after it gets cold, slice and fry it. Have you ever done that?
No, that sounds terrible to me.
But you think you'd like to try it?
No, I don't think I would.
So you have no name for this, right?
No. What is it called, Myra?
Some call it scrapple or pond house or cripple, but none of this is familiar to me. All right. Suppose you had kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good. What would you call the taste, or how would you describe its condition?
Well, it's rancid, I guess you'd say.
Now, thick sour milk that you keep on hand is called?
Clabber.
What kind of cheese do you make from, say, clabber? Or what kind of cheese can you make? Out of anything, out of any milk. What, have you ever made any cheese?
No, I've never made any cheese, but I guess manufacturers make it out of this milk or clabber. They get the liquid part out of it and then condense it into cheese or some method.
What do you do to the milk the first thing after milking?
You strain it.
What is baked in a deep dish made of apples with a crust on top?